Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bring this community comment to you on a day that is rapidly rising as one of the biggest holidays of the year. Apparently, people are spending almost as much on spiderwebs and skeletons as they do on Christmas decorations and gifts. Is this a good thing? Is Halloween harmful? Or is it good, clean fun? Here's my thoughts. I hope it will stimulate yours. I have warm childhood memories of the black and orange colors, jack-o'-lanterns, abundance of candy, and the opportunity to dress up as whatever I wanted. Never did I give safety a thought, much less did my parents worry about harm on Halloween way back in the 60s. Nobody did. That was before the fears about razor blades and apples, which I'm told were mostly media-spawned rumors. Halloween served, and still does, as the real end of summer and beginning of fall, as a kind of marker for the beginning of the holiday season. Bobbing for apples, trick-or-treating, kids dressed like superheroes, it all seemed kind of innocent back then. Well, more or less. I do remember pulling a few mischievous tricks. A bit of Halloween history. Many traced Halloween to pagan origins. The Celtic festival of Samhain, pronounced Samhain, meant summer's end. Basically, it was giving thanks for the summer and the crop and bracing for the long winter. Was it pre-Christian? We don't know, because the only written records of this ancient holiday were from the monks, who were obviously Christian. Our English term, Halloween, is a contraction from the words All Hallows Even, which is the eve of All Saints' Day, always November 1st. All Saints' Day is a hallowed or holy day because it celebrates those who lived the Christian life and are now dead, awaiting resurrection in Christ. So, should we not be dressing up like Martin Luther or St. Francis or Sister Claire? Why are there so many dark and sinister characters roaming about on the eve of All Saints' Day? Halloween mayhem apparently rose with the idea that the goblins and evil spirits knew the next day would be one of Christian triumph, therefore the forces of evil are fleeing before the forces of good. In the meantime, ghosts and goblins are out raising mayhem as much as they can before it all ends, kind of like Count Dracula trying to find another victim before sunrise. I bring this tidbit of history because it seems to me that the dark side of Halloween is getting more press than it deserves. Images of death and mayhem are on the increase. Things that scare or terrify us, even as adults, often hold a strange allure, but I, for one, do not think kids, especially young children, should be exposed to some of the more sinister forces in this world. Even images of those forces can harm a tender soul. As adults, we need to face the fact of our mortality. Children are not equipped to deal with such colossal themes. On the whole, I think Halloween can be a healthy holiday if it's celebrated with care and parental guidance. But in my opinion, costumes, decorations, and festivities should reflect life and light rather than cruelty and death. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.